great music, humor, and schmoozing.
Hi, this is Joshua Jacobson. I'm the artistic director of the Zamir Chorale of Boston, and happy to be with you today on Chagigah. Today we're going to listen to some music by the composer Salomone Rossi. Rossi was composing in Italy. He was working in Mantua, Italy, at the end of the 16th and beginning of the 17th century. He was a well-known composer. He had one of the plum jobs. He was working at the court of the Gonzaga family in Mantua, composing music for them and playing violin. And he was the only Jew working there. It was very unusual for a Jew to be in a position like that. So he was writing music for dancing and trio sonatas and madrigals, some beautiful madrigals. But what's interesting about Salomone Rossi is he was also writing music for the Jewish community to be sung in the synagogues in Italy. And in 1622, he published a collection of 33 of these beautiful synagogue motets in Hebrew. And we know that this was not a vain exercise. They were actually sung in the synagogue. And in fact, they were rather controversial. There were those who said, oh, no, we can't have non-Jewish style music in the synagogue. That might sound familiar to people listening today also. But he persisted, and he had a rabbi by the name of Leon Modena, who was his champion. And these are just beautiful pieces. The piece we're going to be listening to is his setting of the Kedusha, the sanctification, using the Italian rite. The first word is Keter, and you're going to be hearing not only Rossi's music, but the parts that he didn't compose, we're going to be here sung in a chant, as they might have been sung by the cantor and the congregation. So here's a recording by the Zamir Chorale of Boston with cantor Charles Osborne, soloist, Salomone Rossi's Keter. This is Josh Jacobson, and I'll be back next week with more choral highlights on Chagigah.
livre quod shall.